Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can't you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mine is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand. Until I go, why you acting like a hater? Whoa, I'm so intangible. Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these hit records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling when you fall on something, how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a tone. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. So loyal, I can't leave my own, I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go, you'll find it.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? Stay true. Everything I do is from God. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Let me try it again. All right, can you hear me now? All right, there we go. All right, well, let's try this again. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Put up my mic here. I want to welcome everybody to today's show. I do apologize about that. I was just waxing eloquently and there was no sound. So again, today is April the 24th, 2019 at the time. The time is a little after 12 noon Central Time. Welcome everybody to today's show. Got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. We want to destroy the myth of practice makes perfect. We want to talk about something that, as a peak performance, someone who puts a lot of emphasis on understanding how we work is extremely important. Because we all come from a culture that tells us that practice makes perfect, and we've all lived our life with that understanding. There's nobody on the call today that has not heard that saying that practice makes perfect. The Bible says, "Be ye perfect, for I am perfect." The Bible also tells us, in my favorite scripture used to be Matthew 6:33. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Now, I got a new favorite scripture. And before that, it was the scripture, what's that scripture? Is it Ecclesiastics? No, 3 John 1:2, brothers, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's when I started 20 years ago with the Eagles Club, That was the mission statement. That was the vision. That still is the vision. But now we've expanded the vision. So in addition to 2 John 1:2, which says, brothers, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Now I got Hebrews 6:1, 2, and 3. Hebrews 6:1 says, therefore, let us leave the elemental teachings about Christ and let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith in God. And then it lists those things that we should not be doing. That's everybody's doing. That's my new favorite scripture. So today we want to talk about what you're doing, but that you should not be doing. So what you're doing now is you are engaged in a job or a career or a relationship or a house or a car or a rabbit or a squirrel or a monkey or a donkey. You are putting your energy into something. And you keep putting your energy into it because you've been told, like me, that practice makes perfect. And so what you're doing is you just keep grinding. And you keep swimming up against you're swimming upstream. You're fighting the wind. And so we all come from that culture. But there's a new study. It's been out. It was published in 2014 when I really got into understanding the value of innateism and what I've been and how I've established my peak performance profile system. What I'm able to profile people using innate characteristics and attributes, not talent or skill. Now, there's nothing wrong with having talent and skills. We should continue to have those and maybe use those in our hobby. But when it comes to your professional development, when it comes to why you're here on earth, when it comes to you being paid, when it comes to you feeling love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control, you have to be in a specific, distinctive lane, purpose, mission, destiny. That is called innate. Now, you can practice. For example, I could practice being a NBA center all day. I could get up early and I could stay up late. I could put in like Michael Jordan. I could shoot 1,000 free throws before practice. I could shoot 1,000 free throws after practice. I could work on my layup. My dribbling. I could practice 13, 14, 15 hours a day. And no matter how much I practice, Michael Jordan could walk on the court and then he could embarrass me, even today. I could practice every day. I could go to a golf course. I could be the first person there when they open. I could be the last person there when they leave. I could get me the best golf, the best, putting club, the best driver, the best everything in golf. I could hire the best coach. I can get the best tutor. I could do, some neuro-linguistical programming at night. I could do faith talk while I sleep. I can consult a curandero. I can hang out with some shamans. I could drink some ayahuasca. I could take some DMT. I could fast. I could pray. I could go up a yonder and communicate with the Father. And I could come back and tell you what the Father said, that I will be the greatest golf player in the world. And then I will walk out there and get on a golf course with Tiger Woods, and I will get smoked. I don't care how much you practice, brothers. I don't care how much you practice, sisters. If it's not in the cards for you, it's not in the cards for you. And what has happened, we've brought into the dominant culture's promotion that says practice makes perfect. And now that I know, because, again, I've already did it. I didn't read about it in the book. So I already did, balls to the wall, bulldog tenacity, and I crashed and burned repeatedly. So after continued failure, I stopped and I asked myself, self, we got a problem. So I consulted with the powers that be, and the powers that be were people like, like I said, my mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe, and again, I told you the story 1,000 times. He sat down. I remember the last leadership meeting that he had. He had all the leaders, and afterwards he pulled me to the side, and we talked for a long time. And, you know, and he really was very instrumental. I read, you know, all of his books from, you know, the first book all the way up until the last book, the three personal meetings that I sat down and talked with him, and the hours that we spent in group counseling with our leadership at the church that I was at that time. And Dr. Monroe dropped to change my life. Another guy was a guy, his name was Bernard Jordan. He's up in New York right now, has a big church up in New York. Another guy was Turnell Nelson, Bertrand Baird. These guys were all from, you know, the Trinidad and Tobago, Bahamas. And then here locally, I tell you guys about Daryl Rutherford, you know, this Caucasian millionaire that was, you know, 80. He's probably about 90, pushing 90 now, if he's still around. And all of these guys, they all told me my problem, which was I did not have or I was not connected to my true innate attributes and characteristics. Now, they didn't use those words. They just told me that I wasn't being authentic. They told me that I need to find something that I love. They told me I need to find something that I'm good at. They told me that I need to pray to God and ask God to tell me what to do. They told me that the reason that, you know, I was having behavioral problems was because that I didn't have nothing to do. I didn't have my purpose. And so when I asked Dr. Miles and Rose, okay, you wrote the book. You are the authoritative, you are the authoritative figure on the planet. You're the number one. The Bahama Faith Ministries, I don't know, y'all might want to Google it, is millions of dollars. Millions. I don't know how many books Dr. Miles and Rose has written. And the guru himself looked me in the eye and told me, all I know is you need purpose, but I can't tell you what purpose is. I can't tell you what your purpose is. But all I know is you better find it quick. And so I set out on a search. And I did a lot of practice at different areas. I remember the first thing when I first joined the church, the first ministry I had was, oh, you know, was over the sound. I went to audio engineering school. I learned how soundboard, I learned how to mix. I learned everything about sound. Now, before that, remember, I was a DJ way, way back before I even joined, when I was out in the world. So I knew a little bit about sound. So that was my purpose. I was going to be a sound engineer. And so I was they called me DJ Roj back in the day. And I was going to be a sound engineer. So I went to school, I was down in sound, I got behind a sound booth, and went to sleep. I got bored. I didn't like it. It probably didn't like me either. And so that was an issue or a concern when it came to the sound. So that wasn't my purpose. But I was pretty good, you know, with sports, and I like working out and stuff. So I thought, okay, let me try that. So long story short, I just went through 58 different jobs. I went to 23 different businesses. I failed a lot because I didn't know what I'm going to tell you right now. That's why I developed the life management system, so that way you can manage your life, and you can develop something called food. And you can have wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationships. So you don't have to suffer like I did. Now, there's a lot of people, like my own children, my own biological children, I've told them, I've done their profile. Before I did it on anybody, I practiced on them. And some of them are still struggling. Because it's one thing to know your purpose, but it's a whole other thing to embrace and to implement your purpose. So I can tell you what your purpose is right now, and I've pretty much told everybody, if you're a member of the life management system, I've already told you your one-word purpose. You have your life path number, so everybody knows their purpose, but it's not enough to know your purpose. You have to know the innate attributes and characteristics of the purpose. So why is that more important than practice? Well, according to the scientist study that was done back in 2000, and this was published in the New York Times in July the 16th of 2014, so there was an article written by Benedict Carey in the New York Times from July the 16th of 2014, and the title of the article was "Practice Does Not Make Perfect, Expertise Requires Innate Talent." Now, I read this article, I knew anything about this article, because remember, I started in 2009, way before this article that was written in 2014. So this was just, and you know, everything I do, I just look for, like with my rotation diet, with the watermelon diet, with distilled water, with everything that I do, with the frequent intense training, everything that I do, I just do it based on my instinct, based on my gut, based on innate something that's intrinsic. Remember, we talked about this yesterday. Something that's instinctive. Something that again is innate. Something that is, you know, embedded. Something that is, you know, inbred. All of these ends that comes from the word innate. That's everything. I've been doing that since 8, and I just developed a system now, and I use that system, and I've done thousands of these, and I've never been wrong, not once. Even when somebody looked me in the eye and told me, "Doc, that report is not me, bro. It's wrong." And I asked them, "Okay, what are you doing right now?" And they told me, and I asked them, "Okay, what is the opposite of what I just said?" And it was exactly what they were doing. So if I come to you and I tell you that you are a master teacher 33, and you're going to say, "No, I'm not," and I'm going to ask you, "What are you doing right now?" That means that you are a master student. So that's the opposite of a teacher. Now, if you look at me, that's all I've been. I got 300-plus college credit hours. I could have 3 PhDs. I've read every book. I spent thousands of dollars going to self-help movements. I've joined I don't know how many multi-level marketing companies. I've been a student all my life. So you are doing your innate attributes and characteristics right now. It's just you're doing it in reverse. So all you got to do is keep doing the same thing, just turn around. That's what the word repent means. The word repent means to turn around. So when you go to church and then they slap that oil on your forehead and you shout and kick and fall out, and then you get up and go back and do the same shit you've been doing all day, that's not repentance. Repentance means there's a change. You gotta change the direction that you're going. But see, nobody can tell you how to change. So I had to, because nobody could tell me. So now remember, all the Reverend Dr. Bishops, they laid hands on me. I shouted and kicked too. And then I went right back out, lied, cheated, stole, did the same thing I've been doing all my life. There was no behavioral change because I didn't understand how to use my immune system, my innate immune system, to bring about a change in my adaptive immune system that changes the T cell counts in my lymph nodes. So that way it changes my behavior biologically by using, again, epigenetics, meaning faith comes by hearing. Now, I can explain to you the biological process that takes place after you hear what your innate characteristics and attributes are because your DNA is waiting. Because all of creation is groaning and it's moaning. It's waiting for the sons and daughters of men, of God, to walk in their purpose. So everybody is waiting for you. Your body is waiting for me to tell you your innate attributes and characteristics, or somebody like me, or you just go straight to source. And the prime creator, he'll tell you too, or she'll tell you. So the scientists, based upon this study, they've debated for years what's more important, practice or innate talent. That means, now remember, we broke down the word innate yesterday. And, you know, if you didn't hear the show yesterday, please tune in. This is kind of like part two, because this is the problem everywhere on earth. Every organization has this problem. They got people who practice something for a long time, but they ain't got no innate characteristics or attributes to be in that what they practice. Now, I could be a world-renowned pianist. I could practice. I could learn to play the piano, and I can go, and you could pay me, and I would show up. And then after I finish playing, I would go drink. I would go buy, you know, get a hooker. I go back to my hotel room and I watch porn and I would be depressed and I'll be angry. I have a lot of money. And then you'll read about me when I'm old, how I died broken alone. Why? Because I was in my wrong calling. See, your payoff comes from your purpose, not from your money. Money is nothing. Purpose is everything. See, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. You abuse yourself, and you abuse everybody who are around you. You don't even know why. You can't even stop. It's universal spiritual law. Every time I find somebody that's been abused, every time I find somebody that's been disrespected, I find somebody who don't know their innate attributes and characteristics. Period. Drop the mic. Exit stage left. So all I do every day when I find people is I perform my system that I've developed. And it is a peak performance. I'm a peak performance profiler. And I like that name because one of my buddies who was a profiler for the FBI way back in the day, he was a criminal profiler. And that's what he said. He said, "Man, you're like a criminal profiler, except you're not profiling criminals. You're just profiling people. And that stuck with me. I was like, man, that sounds good. And so once I understood the power of the system, now remember, I didn't know this. I just wanted to help me. And then after I found my purpose, I was good. And then Prime Creator, Source says, hold up, Negro. You know, everybody else got the same problem as you do. Look at your kids. They're running around changing their major. They don't know what to do. And you can help them. So I sit down and say, hey. I told my brothers, my sisters, and I told everybody. And they said, well, that's isn't that numbers? Where'd you get it from? That's numerology? Well, that's with the devil. Now, them Negroes didn't say nothing. The fact that it was working, they were just stuck on stupid because they said it was based upon numbers. Now, it's really interesting because, remember, brothers and sisters, everything that I talk about, again, comes from Source. So Source is inside of everything. Now, you may not be able to see Source, but if you read, again, this is one of a plethora of scriptures I got. A plethora. That means a bunch. So Psalms chapter 19, verse 1 through 4, is a scripture that I always give, you know, the, you know, small-minded Cretans. Those Reverend Dr. Bishops out there. So when the Reverend Dr. Bishops show up, you know, I've been given this study that was published in 2014 that proves everything that I'm saying. We're not going to get into the psychology and the biology of it because the Reverend Dr. Bishops, you know, they ain't studied biology. So I give them some theology, Psalms 19. So Psalms 19, verse 1 says, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. Now, I could stop there. I could drop the mic and I could exit the stage with that one sentence. There's no reverend, there's no doctor, or no bishop that can look me in the eye. Now, they can pull that over on you, but they can't pull it on me. Because, see, I looked at the definition of those words. The heavens, constellations, proclaim. That means it tells you what to do. The glory, that means the substance behind what you call God. If you want to know anything about God, look in the sky. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, probably. But I got it out of your Bible. You know, the one that you got on the shelf that's all dusty? Yeah, that's where I got it from, Psalms 19, verse 1. Now, Psalms 19 continues with verse 2, and it says, now check this out. It says, the skies display his craftsmanship. Now, again, I could drop the mic, and I could exit the stage, but I just shut it down. Like, there's no more argument, and there's no more debate. So the Reverend Dr. Bishop tell you, well, brother, that system that you got there, brother, doesn't that use astrology and the zodiac sign? That's not the devil, brother. Now, I know, I'm being a little facetious, but you know what I'm saying. So it's now it continues. I got more. Now, this is one scripture. I got about 30 of them. Like, I'm New Testament and Old. And that's just the Bible. We didn't even talk about biology. We'd be here till Jesus coming back. Now, remember, my whole system is based upon this. So when I talk to people, don't bring your degree. Don't bring your education. Don't tell me how many years you got in whatever industry. Don't tell me what your mama told you. Don't tell me what your Aunt Sue told you. Don't tell me what your grandmother told me. Don't tell me your hobby or your skill. Come to me with some freaking evidence, concrete, that was born, that's innate. That means before you was born. That means it was in when the father knew you in your mother's womb. Let's talk about that. That's what I'm talking about. That trumps practice. Now, you can practice, and you can practice, and you are off the hizzle for shizzle. I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. You shine like gold. Now, you work hard. You got to drink, and you got to smoke. You got to compensate for all the energy that you put out because you're stressed. And what you do takes a lot of energy and takes a lot of effort. Now, what I do, I have no notes. I have no preparation. You can ask my wife. I'll be starting to walk around. I just came. I ran to the bank. I had to send my daughter some money. And I came in here, and I was like, oh, snap. It's like 11:35. Show's at 12. What am I going to talk about today? But then Source was like, yeah. Remember, you've been kind of dealing with the same topic. So let's go a little bit deeper. Help my people. That's why you're here. You are here to bring about total awareness, not partial. Give the people some meat. I said, okay, Source, let's knock it out. Then I jump on my computer at 11:45, and then 15 minutes before showtime, no notes, no preparation. I didn't consult no curandero. I did not pray. I did not fast. I did not meditate. I did not read my Bible. I didn't ask for the Father to shine his light on me. I didn't do shiznit because the Father had already given me everything that I need before I was born, and he gave you the same thing. But I know, see, somebody told you got to go work. You got to go to school. and then you got to get an education, and then after you do that, you got to get a certification. I have a brother. I love my brother. He's a cop. And this, every time I talk to him, he tells me about the next, about the certification that he's going to get, and then he's going to start. Now, this is like, my brother's like, I ain't going to put his business out in the street, but, you know, I ain't no young dude. And my brother, even though he's the youngest, he's the baby of the family, you know, he ain't no spring chicken either. Now, for 40 years, I raised my brother. My mother died. I moved him in with me. He went to San Diego High School. We lived in San Diego, well, Lemon Grove, Oceanside, West Weed, Santee, all around in, you know, Southern California area. He graduated from school, and the same thing that he said when he graduated from high school, if I could put him on the phone right now, he's still saying the same thing, because he needs validation from outside of himself. Now, everything that he wants to do, I'm already doing. He wants to be a public speaker, motivational speaker. Now, I have no certification in motivational speaking. I didn't go to Toastmasters. I've never taken a public speaking class in my life, nor will I, because I'm certified by Source. So are you. But somebody told you you need the reverends, the doctors, the bishop, the school. You need a degree, or you need this, or you need that, because the dominant culture says if you don't got no degree, then you're not qualified to be in this position. That's why I started my own organization, so that way I don't have to jump through nobody's hoops. And I recommend you do the same thing. Practice don't mean shizness when you compare it against innate character and attributes. Now, this is scientifically proven and biblically proven and biologically proven. Now, let's get back to the constellations, because remember, at the base of my system is this. It's what you and I call numbers, because numbers contain substance. And letters, these are called symbols. So we live in a world of symbology, where the symbols rule the world. If you understand the symbols, you understand the world. So what is the letter A? The letter A is a symbol. It represents a deeper substance. But if you do not know what the letter A represents, you're going to have a conundrum. Now, pretty much everybody that I know on this planned net, they have a conundrum. There's very few people who don't have a conundrum, meaning everybody on this planet needs to talk to me. That's why I know I would always have money, because I just wait for them to bump. Now, some people are like me. It's going to take them multiple times of hitting that brick wall. Now, some people, because they got money, but they don't got happiness, and they think that is happiness. See, they are happy being unhappy. So they think because they got money that makes them qualified. They didn't know that the qualifications to success is love, joy, peace. Now, let me tell you how you know that you've arrived is when you have these attributes and characteristics. Now, notice none of these attributes and characteristics have to do with any material things. So you can have a Bentley. You can have a 4, 5, 10-bedroom house. You could be a world-renowned singer. You could be a great athlete. You know how many of them suckers commit suicide and beat their wives and molest their daughters and, you know, bang their dogs? I just saw this dude over there he was going to jail for having sex with his dog. That's called bestiality, but really, he had a lot of money. Y'all heard of Pizzagate? Now, all these people got a lot of money, but they have no love. They have no joy. They have no peace. They have no gentleness. They have no meekness. They have no self-control. Why? Against these things, there is no law. That means there is no law. That means everything else fails. So we have these symbols that contain a deeper substance. So if we go back to Psalms 19, I'm trying to get through verse 4. I'm on verse 2. It says that the skies display his craftiness or his craftsmanship. In other words, when you look at the stars, you're looking at the handwriting of God. Now, you should say, which God? Now, I understand, because if we read Judges chapter 6, verse 10, it tells us these other gods. And Judges chapter 10, verse 6, it talks about these other gods. So these other gods, when you read the ancient text, when you look at the etymology, they had to go to Source and ask Source for something called water, because they couldn't do nothing without Source. So Source says, okay, even though this is not a authorized production, I'm going to let you borrow, or I'm going to give you the assistance that you need in order for you to do the things that you're doing. So in other words, even though Source didn't create, quote unquote, he allowed. Now, this is in all of the ancient texts. So when we look at the stars, we're looking at the results of what the Source allowed to be created or what the Source created. And then it goes on and it says, day after day, they continue to speak. Now, again, I can stop there. Day after day, that means every day. So every day, if I got a question, I can go to the cosmos. Every day. It says day after day. Now, I don't know how your calendar works, but that's how my calendar works. It has a day, and then after that, there's another day. Then after that, there's another day. So it's days after day. So every day, if I got a question, I can go to the sky. That's called zodiac. And I'm just saying, that's what y'all think is of the devil. Y'all better be careful. The Bible, the one thing that you can't do is ascribe omnibenevolence to something that's Lucifer. Now, everybody do that, but you might want to, I'm not saying, you might not want to do that. You might want to do a little bit of homework first before you say that something is, that this is not of God. I know you're educated and all that good stuff, but you might want to just do a little investigation. Because it says day after day something happens. That means every day, day after day, they continue to speak. Now, there's a YouTube video of the guy who recorded the sound of the planets. And it tells you the planets are playing it's like musical instruments. It's a very beautiful sound. The planets make a sound. The planets are not just stone. The planets are actually living beings, contrary to popular belief. But that's another story for another time. But anyway, it says Psalms 19, verse 1. We're on verse 2. We're getting ready to go into verse 3. Day after day, they continue to speak. So source code, get into cosmology, get into astrology, get into astrotheology. Now, I know. Like I said, they tell you that is of the devil. I understand. Because they want to keep you dependent upon them. They don't want you to go directly to source. But there is no more mediator between God and man save the Son. So you can go straight to the Son, and the Son, the S-U-N, and the S-O-N will take you straight to source. That's what the Egyptians did. And that's what the scripture is telling you. Now, this is inside of your Bible, Psalms 19, verses 1 through 4. And it continues to say, so awesome. So that means during the daytime, you can go there and get instructions. At nighttime, you can go to the sky and get instructions according to the scripture. It says, they speak without a sound or a word. That means you can just look at them, and you can get gnosis and knowledge. Their voice is never heard, yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all of the world. So in other words, the whole world is controlled. Now we know this because the moon controls the high tide and low tide. The moon controls the female menstrual cycle. The planets control everything. When you get married, the word married or the word marriage means mare or mar age. It means Mars age. It means the age of Mars. That is a very masculine war. Mars is the god of war. So that's what marriage is. That's why most people get married. When they get married, that's when they really start fighting. Because you're under the influence of the planet Mars. Now, you can override it, but you might want to understand why there is a certain disposition in your skull after you get married that wasn't there before you got married. Because you come under the planetary influence of that particular planet. Now, remember, we're talking about why practice does not make perfect. There's something that's more important than practice. That's source. That's prime creator. And so what prime creator did was, prime creator said, I'm going to divide myself up, and I'm going to put a little piece of myself into all of these individual neurons inside your brain. That's what we are people. Now, in the next series, after this series that we're talking about sex, I'm going to blow cookies again, and we're going to get into the book, The Hidden Ontology of Mankind, as I talk about how I developed my system that is perfect. Because remember, we just read the Bible says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Didn't we read that? And then we read Hebrews 6:1 that says, therefore, let us go on. It says, let us move beyond, let us go past, let us leave the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified and go on to maturity or perfection. So the Bible tells us y'all should be doing what I'm doing. What am I doing? Peak perfection. Peak performance. So how do we perform at our peak? We can't keep practicing and getting better at it. Because practice makes better. Practice does not make perfect. Now, the Bible just tells us, it says, be ye perfect. Why? For I am perfect. And if I am in you, if I'm perfect and I'm inside of you, I make you perfect. So we've been lied to. Now, I know the Bible says there are seven be ye statements. The main, be ye transformed, be ye holy, be ye steadfast, be ye thou separated, be ye glad. But the most important one of the seven be ye's, now remember, be means a mental disposition. It is a mental disposition. There are seven mental dispositions that you should maintain. Are you maintaining those seven mental dispositions that was given to you by source code? So every day you wake up, you should be in one of those mental dispositions. Now, I cannot find anger. I cannot find, you know, hate. I cannot find doubt. I cannot find stress. I cannot find anxiety. All the other shiznits that you got in your brain, I cannot find source code telling you to be that. So one of my mentors, again, Darrell Rutherford, told me, when he hung up, after about the eighth time that he hung up on my face, because I was a licensed and ordained minister at the time, and I had just got promoted to elder, and I had my collar on, you can tell me nothing. I thought I could walk on water. And he told me, I don't talk to ministers because y'all are idiots. I think, oh, this mother here, he must don't know who I am. So I called him back. Oh, this is Minister Rogers. Yeah, you're the preacher, right? Yes, sir. I got your book, Being Solution. And then you click, oh, hell no, this fool, he got me confused. He don't know I'm not the one. I would show up at his house. So I called him back. I said, hold up, dude, before you hang up. He said, hold up, man. I just said, in your book you said, don't pray to God, pray as God. And I have a click. I said, oh, no. What's this fool's address? I'm about to crawl through his backyard with my ski mask on. He got me mixed up. I'm saved, but I ain't that saved. God's still working on me. That's what my wife say all the time. So let me make sure y'all understand. So it says, be ye perfect. How the hell are we supposed to be perfect? Can somebody please explain that to me? Now, this is in your Bible. King James Bible, for that matter. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. This is what you're supposed to be being right now. And you can be perfect with practice. You can be better, but you ain't going to be perfect. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is a dangerous statement. What I'm getting ready to make is a dangerous statement. One of the most dangerous statements you can make. So you better be able to have a little something-something in you call Christ, the hope of glory. Because if you don't have that, you're going to get smoked. So now this is how I can operate at my peak performance. Because in verse 47 of Matthew chapter 5, 47, Matthew 5, 47 says, and if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than the others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same. Be ye perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. So, therefore, our perfection doesn't come from us. It comes from source. So we go back to what we talked about yesterday. So, now, again, this is my system. So when I talk to people, they're going to tell me, well, you know, a doc, you know, what had happened was, you know, the way my savings account is set up. You know, I went to the office, man, and, you know, he pissed me off, dude, so I freaking gave him a piece of my mind, man. You know, we all got a reason why we're not perfect. But the scripture says nothing about the reasons why you're not perfect. The scripture just tells you to be perfect. And the way that you're supposed to be perfect is by this word that changes your immune system. It's called, again, innateism. Because you got an innate immune system. Now, remember the word innate? That gives you innateism. And innateism means that the mind is born with a specific attribute and characteristics, more than one, plural. Therefore, the mind is not a blank state, a blank slate, like everybody say. Everybody say when you're born with a blank slate. When you're born with source code. It's in your DNA. It's a code. You got to unlock the code. It is inborn. It is inbred. It is inherent. It is intrinsic. It is instinctive. And it is intuitive. So you got to unlearn everything that you've been taught in order for you to learn or to attach to what's inborn. That's the problem. The problem is all the stuff that you've accumulated over the years is stopping you from being you. Now, I know it's hard to let go, because if you spend $150,000 on your education and you got the wrong education, and I'm telling you you don't need it, and you just spend $150,000 on it, and I'm telling you to walk away, boo-boo, slowly walk away. Now, you could be at the top of your field. You could be a medical doctor, MD, board certified, licensed and ordained. And in the wrong occupation. But how do I know that you're in the wrong occupation? You're not perfect. Because even though you perform all of those surgeries, you do all that stuff, when you get off work, it's work. And you have to do a lot of, it doesn't come easy. That's stress involved. That's struggle. Now remember, none of those are the seven BE statements. Stress is not one of them. So after I finish my show, I have none of the attributes and characteristics that everybody else have when they get off work. None. I have the seven BE statements. After every show, after every 101, after every book, after every seminar, after everything that I do, I get more energy. The more I do, the more energy I get. Because I'm not practicing to try to be perfect. I'm operating in my innate attributes and characteristics. Now, according to this scientific study, I got some science to go with it. Now, did we finish reading Psalms? Yeah, we finished reading Psalms. So, the New York Times, and it was also in the magazine called The New Yorker. That was a great article written in The New Yorker that says practice matters. But in many fields, it matters much less than you might think. In fact, in most fields, practice matters less than innate attributes and characteristics. So you're telling me how much you've practiced and how much you've learned, and I'm going to ask you one question. What's your purpose? And if you give me the one-word answer, like I told you, my total awareness, I'm going to ask you the next question. And I'm going to ask you seven questions after I ask the first one. Now, this is what I do when I do my profiling to help people understand their peak performance. And so that way they can prove to themselves that they're not being themselves. I ain't got to do nothing. I just let them talk. And the more they talk, the deeper the hole that they did. Now, it's not their fault. It's not your fault. But after today, it's going to be your fault. See, practice does not make perfect. Expertise comes from innate talent, skills, attributes, and characteristics. So in this article, let me read the article. It says, scientists have long argued over the relative contributions of practice versus native or naive talent to develop elite performance. This debate swings back and forth every century. It seems, but a paper in the current issue of the Journal of Psychological Science illustrates where the discussion now stands, and it hints at a more tantalizing for people who just want to do their best at where the research will go next. So the paper is a comprehensive review. I'm still reading the article. Of relevant research up to this date that brings about a totally different conclusion. Compiling the results of 88 studies across a wide range of skills, it estimates that practice time explains about 20% to as high as maybe 20 to 25% of the difference in the performance in music, sports, and games like chess. In academics, the number is much lower, 4%. In part because it's hard to assess the effect of previous knowledge. This is what the author wrote. It continues. Yes, we found out that yes, while practice is important, and of course it is absolutely necessary to achieve to achieve expertise. Psychologist at the at Michigan State University and co-author of the paper with Brooke McNamara, now at Case Western Reserve University, and Frederick Oswald of Rice University. It is not as important as many people have been saying compared to inborn gifts. Now, I could just sit here and read the entire article, or you just go to Google and you can Google it and just read it yourself. But basically what the article is saying, it was source code told me when Dr. Miles Monroe, God bless him, Darrell Rutherford, Turner Nelson, Bertrand Baird, Bernard Jordan, you know, and some of my other mentors that assisted me on my journey, none of them could do what I'm getting ready to do or what I've already done for you. And that is tell you exactly what your innate attributes and characteristics are. That trumps anything that you are going to learn, anything that you've already learned. So I don't care what nobody else tells you. And there's a lot of people that's going to disagree with what I'm saying today. And I know a lot of you listening to this call may be saying, but Brother Will, you don't understand, brother. I got 30 years in, bro. Yeah, but you've never, as I talked to a lot of people, especially from the African-American community, and especially from a traditional Christian community, which remember my target market, when I started all of this stuff, you know, 25 years ago, that was my target market. You know, it's people that was like me. You know, people usually minorities, you know, usually over the age of 35, you know, maybe as old as, you know, 50, 55, who had been in church for, you know, 10, 20 years. And their life never changed, like mine. That was my target audience. And then I realized when I took my message to my target audience, they was like, Negro, that's of the devil. Get up out of chunk. We buying you, Satan. My own family. Say, dude, you, what happened? Did you bump your head? So I had to take my message to the dominant culture. And now most of my clients are not African-American, nor do they got any kind of a church background. But the people who really need the message, they're not interested in hearing it. They still praying. They still holding on. They got to come back next Sunday for their blessing. They come back every Sunday. It'll be 10, 20, 30. You can go back 30 years, and they'll be sitting in the same chair waiting for that same blessing. Now, I'm going from blessing. I go from glory to glory to glory because that's what the Bible says to do. The Bible says, be ye perfect. It said, be ye working on perfect. We all should be operating in our peak performance. And the only way for you to do that is you get your information from me or from somebody else like me. What information should you get? You should get your innate attributes and characteristics. Of those innate attributes and characteristics, the most important one is the day that you was born. There is nobody on this call who do not already know that you take the day that you was born and you add it up straight across and you get two numbers. And then you add those two numbers together and you get one number. There are some people that they get three numbers. They get like the numbers 113. So you take the 1 and the 1, that gives you 2. You take the 2 and the 3, that gives you 5. So, okay, they're still the same thing. It's still, well, there's two numbers because there's a lot of different ways. For example, I get the number 6 by adding the numbers 3 and 3. And so when you have two numbers that are exactly the same, those are called master numbers. Now, I know we're talking about numbers, but we're not talking about numbers. The power is not in the number. The power is in the source that allows somebody to create a symbol that contained and represents a substance. So the power is in the substance. It's not in the symbol. I don't worship numbers. I don't care less about the number. I never talk about the numbers. I talk about the substance behind the numbers. That's called an attribute and a characteristic, and we broke down the definition of those words yesterday. That allows you to perform like an elite athlete. So that means everybody on this call right now needs no training, no education, no certification, no additional, you know, attaboy. You don't got the Toastmasters. You don't have to do none of the stuff that, you know, that most people I talk to, that they tell me, well, Doc, as soon as I get blank, I'm going to shut it down. I know that that's a coping mechanism. I know that that's what they tell themselves in order for them to be themselves. It's hard to be yourself when you're fake. Yeah, I know it's hard. it's very difficult for you to love you when you know you're not being you. Now, remember, I did it for 50 years. So practice does not make perfect. Innate characteristics and attributes does. The second innate attributes and characteristics, we already got the first one. What is the first one? The day that you was born. The month, the day, and the year that you was born, broken down into two numbers and then one number. Each one of those numbers is a characteristic. Mine is a 3 and a 3 and a 6. 3 is creative. Another word for the 3 is creator. Another, and then the 6 is compassionate. So that is the innate. It's inborn. I can't do nothing to get it. I can't do nothing to lose it. If you didn't hear nothing else today, in this whole hour that I've been talking, please write that down. Right now, you are looking for approval to be you. Let me give it to you today. You approve. Are you need to be anointed? Okay. I anoint thee. Blank. You fill in the blank. Whatever your life path number is, okay, you need to be certified? Okay, I certify you as, well, I'll even send you a certificate. Email me at masterteacher33@gmail.com. If you need a certificate, I'll send you a certificate signed by me saying that you're now certified to be compassionate. Like if you're 6. If you need a piece of paper. If you need me to license you, to ordain you, whatever, if you need that outside validation, I got you, boo-boo. I'll take care of it. No problem. Just email. Everything on earth is defined by a numerical or a linguistical configuration. Everything. There is no thing on this planet that is not figurated numerically or linguistically. Let me say it again. Somebody please write that down. There is no thing. There is no one that can exist on this planet without a numerical configuration and without a linguistical title or interpretation. So if something is on earth that is not labeled, it doesn't exist. The brain doesn't recognize it. Don't even pick it up. It exists, but not to us. That's why you can't see the other dimensions. Now, there's sprites. There's genies. There is a lot of apparitions, but you can't see them. Because they're not numerically configured for the brain to interpret. They are on a different configuration. That's called a frequency. When we put something on a frequency, if we're not tuned to the same frequency, I can't hear it, I can't see it. So if I'm listening to a radio station of 100, you listen to a radio station of 102, I can't hear 102 because I'm on 101 or 100. So everything is a numerical configuration. All life can be reduced. All life can be increased. All life can be explained. All life can be unexplained by letters and numbers. All currents are a numerical sequence. Somebody write that down. All currency is a numerical sequence. Somebody should write that down. All currency, that's called money, boo-boo. All currency is a numerical sequence that brings into alignment a series of overstandings, understandings, and understanding. Once these alignment, this numerical alignment, this is called focus, discipline, and order. If I put letters in a specific order, it invokes and provokes a specific response. It works 100% of the time. You got your letters in the wrong sequence. Remember the Tower of Babel. They had one language and they had one accord. That's numbers. That's a musical note. There was nothing that they could not accomplish. Is there anybody want to accomplish anything in your life? Anybody? Anybody want to accomplish? Understand your numbers. Understand your letters. There is nothing you cannot accomplish with that. When I talk to people who are ready and who are for real, that's what I talk about. As a peak performance profiler, I can profile. I can tell you exactly where you're going and how you are designed to get there. Now, whether you buy the lie, believe, because you should know this. You should know this, but many of us do not. So what I'm expressing, exposing, and expanding to you today is that it is the numerical and the alphabetical sequence of your name and your date of birth that brings you into alignment with everything that you are designed in your life. The ability for you to balance or understand the numbers on all levels, that is how the chakra systems in your body align. So the body is designed so that it will be able to handle the higher light frequencies, the higher crystal light matrix, the higher photon light. This is photon physics, based upon your name and your date of birth. That means for you to vibrate at a higher level. So each number is infused with a personalized, just personally, just for you, set of instructions that the DNA unfolds once you come into the knowledge of that gift. That's called an innate attribute of characteristics. Once I understood that I am a 33-6, once I understood that I am a 1-2-3 expression, once I understood that I am a 2-1-3 soul's urge, once I overstood I am a 5-4-9 outer personality, I took those attributes and those characteristics and the 5 and the 4 helped me understand the 9. And that allows me to shine. And once I understood the 2 and the 1, that made me a 3. That gave me my soul, my mind, will, emotions, matters, intellect. That's the desire of the soul. So every day I wake up, I have a unconscious, subconscious, and conscious urge. What is it? Create something. Because I'm a 3. And then that explained why I couldn't keep a job that was routine and boring, because it doesn't allow me to create. And so my soul is not getting paid. My outer personality likes to do stuff that's elegant and style. So that explains why I like to drive nice cars. That explains why I put an emphasis on my hygiene. That explains why I like to look nice when I go out in public. I like to dress. I hate going out in public, you know, just throwing on something. And people would tell me, man, why you got to get all dressed up? Why you got to comb your hair? Why you got to do all this? We just going to the store. I didn't know why. Now when somebody says, man, why you got to get a brand new car? I like to look good, homie. I'm a 9. I'm a royal priest. I like style. I like shit that is eloquent. That's the way source code designed me. So if you got a problem with it, take it up with God, because I'm cool with it. Why? I understand. I overstand and I understand. So somebody can walk up to you and make you feel bad for being you, because you don't understand you. You don't know why you do what you do. So when I look at my expression number, that's how I express myself. And my expression number is a 1-2-3. One is an independent leader. So when I sit here at my computer by myself, when I do stuff that's totally different, leaders don't follow other people's shiznit. So when I make up my own words like cladonomics, and somebody say, hey, man, how come you just don't repeat what somebody else is saying? Homeboy, I'm a freaking independent leader. And then when people say, hey, man, that's somebody who stole your stuff, and they out there doing deer canoe reports just like you, you should sue them. You should go, you know, you should, hey, man, you should go, you know, hey, strap up, man. You should go confront them. I'm a 2. I'm a peacemaker. So I'm not interested. So I know that's how I express myself. So when somebody tell me, hey, dude, why don't you express yourself differently? I'm going to say, hey, dude, I ain't wired like that, bro. So I ain't doing that. I'm staying in my lane. Now, you may be wired differently. If you want to go out there and confront them, knock yourself out. But I'm a 2. I'm a peacemaker. Everywhere I go, I spread peace. That's where source code designed me. And then I get to the last of my life path number. And people say, hey, man, well, why are you living your life the way that you live your life, Brother Will? Why are you doing this, man? Why are you talking about this stuff? Why are you always doing this? Like my brother said, man, I don't understand, brother. My own brother still tells me this. How come the Bible is not enough? I'm a freaking 33, man. You know what that means? That means I got universal. I have a urge that's downloaded to my spirit. I can't turn it off to understand universal cosmic consciousness, not the individual. I'm interested in mass, so I'm called to the masses. I'm not just called to one individual. That's the 33. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, and I didn't know, I was like, man, I don't know why I got this grandiose idea, and I got these images in my head of me standing in front of a crowd teaching and preaching. And everybody say, oh, man, you just think you're better than that. Remember Joseph and his brothers packed his ass up and sold him into slavery? That's basically what my family did. Because they said, oh, so you think you're better than us? So you think that you're gonna be teaching in front of thousands of people? Why you? Oh, so God only calls you? I don't know. That's just what I feel in my heart. I remember when I got hired in this new company. I never forget this, at Hartford Insurance. And they just paired me up with some strangest lady, this Hispanic lady. And we had to introduce our partner. And I told the lady about myself, and she went up there and said that this is Will Rogers. He's going to be teaching in front of thousands of people traveling the globe and is going to be a world-known speaker. And I was like, what? Is that what I told you? I'm just a little dude over here. I work at the gym, and I'm just getting into insurance. I'm just here to learn about insurance. I told her that I was married. I had, a couple of kids at that time. And this lady just went up there and introduced me to the crowd with something holding. She just said, I don't know, man, something. That's just what I see. And she told me that she's a seer. And she said, this was before I knew anything about what I'm talking about now. And she said, you might want to investigate who you really are. I said, yeah, I know who I am. I'm just a guy just trying to get a job, take care of my family. She said, no, you got a calling. You got something you're supposed to be doing. There's a purpose. There's a reason why you're on this earth. This is a lady this is the first time I've ever seen in my freaking life. And she introduced me to my classmates at his new job, first day on the job, and I'm a world-renowned author and speaker. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now, that a total stranger basically prophesied. And this was years ago. When I was in insurance, my first insurance job was with Hartford. So, brothers, what am I saying? I'm saying practice does not make perfect. I'm saying inborn, innate, God-given attributes and characteristics does. Better. Innate attributes and characteristics makes perfect. So if you want to operate in perfection, if you want to operate in your peak performance, make sure you get with a peak performance profiler like myself, or go straight to source code yourself and ask source, okay, God, you made me, explain me to me. And he's going to redirect you back to me or somebody like me. So, brothers, if you are not already a member of the Life Management System and the Kingdom Midnight Training Center, and if you do not already have your life optimization chart and your circle, and I'm working on Bill Kinnear, just popped out two this week, take a day off, and then I'll start popping out the next one. And I'm going through these Bill Kinnear reports because now they're 750 pages of information about you. Again, my $20,000 program, I'm still letting it go for five. And then the single system, which is, again, is just a lot smaller version of the $20,000 system. That's the $5,000 system. That's the Kingdom Midnight Training Center, what you're doing right now. You can still enroll in that system for only $1,000. But the big system, the system that I really want you to be a part of, so that way you get all of my stuff, that's my $20,000 program that is available only for $5,000. Those are the only two offers that we got going on right now. We're ending the part six or part seven. No, part seven. of the Sex and Marriage series. We'll take a week off, and then we'll start the next series where we get back into the book, The Ontological History of Mankind, and we start breaking down the different types of kinds based upon historical documented biblical texts. And we move more into under over and understanding that basically is jumping DNA. Y'all heard about jumping DNA? We're going to break it down. We're going to talk about the crystal brain that was created, that you got inside the brain, and how to activate your crystal brain so that way you can become a part of the pleroma, the crest, which we call the Christ, so that you can start emitting from your crystal or your Christ brain instead of from your biological brain. So that is the next series, brothers and sisters, as we get into Ephesians 1:4, Romans 8:17. It says, He chose us before the foundation or before the creation of the world. Now we are His, we are children, and if we are His children, we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. So we break down John 1:9 that says, This was the true light which lighted up every man. It lights up every man. So your crystal light brain got to light up. It's like it can't flicker. It got to light up. It lights up every man that cometh into the world. Every man, not black men only, not white men only, not indigenous people, not people in the rainforest of Brazil. It lights up every man that cometh into the world. John 1:9. So, brothers and sisters, God is in everything, everywhere, every flower, every blade of grass, every tree, every rainbow, every star. The source code is put Himself inside of everything. And it's our job to understand, as many has received Him, to them He has given power to become sons and daughters of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. So the next series, like the last series, is going to be off the chain because we're going to break down jumping genes or your mobile DNA that gets into transposons, which is a biological process of how these transitional elements, they're called TEs. This is known as jumping, and we're going to explain how hearing changes the DNA, which is what we're talking about right now, so that way you become perfect. You have the ability to do stuff that you don't even know how to do it because your DNA, this is epigenetics, and this is very, very powerful. So that's what we're talking about. Practice does not make perfect. Your genetic code, the attributes and characteristics, the innate, inborn characteristics and attributes given to you by God, that and that only makes perfect. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you, God. Bless. He has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. May the Son, the S-O-N and the S-U-N, and the Ruach and the Pneuma continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. Make no doubt about it. I'm already here. I'm waiting on you. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
It's like a testing ground, it's to grade you. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
I'm Alamo.
my stand until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these hit records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling when you fall on something, how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out their mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the throne, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a throne. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave.